今天早上我见到刘长老的时候非常开心。
When I saw Elder Liu this morning, I was filled with joy.
差不多十年前吧，啊，我那时候我们在纽奥良见过面。
About 10 years ago, we actually met in New Orleans.
Okay. 在那个时候 ，at the time he was pastor in New Orleans Church, Baptist Church.
他那时候在纽奥良的一个浸信会里面做主任牧师。
Right after Katrina Hurricane, and we churches in Houston, we raised funds and visit churches in New Orleans and delivered our support to them.
那时候在 Katrina 的大台风，因着这样的大灾害，所以我们在休斯顿的教会在有人募捐，然后我们就有支持这个教会。
So,
你要讲中文
啊？对不起，对不起。然后遇见他说，我今天早上一看到他说。我说：“哎呀，刘牧师，我认识你呢，那时候我们见过面呢。
”So this morning when when I saw Pastor Elder Liu, I said we've met before.
所以突然就想到有一句话，在英文里面的话 ，It's a small world， 世界很小。Because God's kingdom is best.
因为神的国度很大，
世界实在是很小。
So therefore, the world is very small.
神将我们从四面八方都摆在一起，因为神的国度实在是很大。
Because God has called us from all nations, all different parts of this world together, because God's kingdom is indeed vast.
因为我们之间彼此之间有个非常亲密的关系。
Because we have this close relationship.
你知道我的亲妹妹坐那边 Teresa.
Teresa over there is my sister.
Yeah. She's my blood sister.By the blood of Jesus Christ,
她是我亲妹妹，她是因着主耶稣基督的宝血。
她是我血亲，因为耶稣基督的宝血，我们每一个人都是血亲。
She is my blood relative, and we are blood relatives because of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因耶稣基督的宝血，让我在世界各个地方聚集在这个地方，让我能够有彼此交通，我们彼此相亲相爱。就是像亲兄弟姐妹一样。
And because of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter where we go in this world, we can always gather with fellow brothers and sisters and to worship Him.
我两三礼拜以前才在菲律宾讲道。
About two, three weeks ago, I was actually preaching in Philippines.
像师母从来没有到菲律宾，但那边一见到那弟兄姐妹的时候，一见面就觉得像。好像以前见过一样。
Mrs. Wang has never been to Philippines, but when she was there, she realized that, you know, we have, even though we've never met each other before, but it felt so close.
是啊，非常感谢神呢，今天能够有机会来到教会与大家弟兄姐妹分享。
So I'm very thankful to God that this morning I have the opportunity to come to this church and to share.
上礼拜四还礼拜五嘛，才碰到朱长老。
Last week, I think it was Thursday or Friday, I met Elder Chu.
朱长老在我那边录音的时候，他说：“哎呀，黄牧师啊，这次我又错过了，因为这个礼拜天呢，你到Umbra那边讲道。”
And he says that he was there, doing some recordings, and he says, "Oh, Pastor Huang, this time we're going to miss each other again because I actually have to preach over at the Alhambra Church today."
所以下次我去到Umbra就去拜访。
And so maybe next time I'll have the opportunity, to visit the Alhambra Church.
今天跟大家来分享，得人如鱼网之网。
And today's topic is Fisher of Men, Net to Net.
那说这是什么意思？
And you might ask the question, what does this mean?
用网织网，用什么网来织什么网？
From net to net, from what kind of net to what type of net?
耶稣基督说，呼召门徒说，我要使你得人如得鱼一样。
Jesus himself, when he called the disciples, said that I will make you fishers of men.
究竟怎么样得鱼呢？怎么样得人能够像得鱼一样呢？
How can you become fishers of men as if you were a fisherman?
所以我们今天来看在圣经里面的三段圣经。
So today we will be looking at three passages within scripture.
特别讲到三个字网。
And in it we will see the word net.
我们先来看马太福音第四章十七到第二十三节。我想这样的，我们因为时间的关系，我们就只读两节。马太福音第四章十八节、十九节。
And the passage I will be looking for in is Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 through verse 23. However, because of time constraint, we will be only reading chapter 4, verse 18 and chapter 4, verse 19.
我们一起来读第18、19节。
And we will be reading together verse 18 and verse 19.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看到兄弟二人，就是那称彼得的西门和他的兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本来是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”请大家注意到这边第一个网这边在海里撒网，原来的就是在加利利湖，其实在湖里面撒网。
So here in verse 18, they said they were casting a net into the lake. And in the lake of Galilee, or the Sea of Galilee, this was the first occurrence of the word net.
第二呢，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。 在原文更直接的翻译，我要使你们做得人的渔夫。
And in verse 19, it says that I will make you fisher of men. The English translation is actually a more direct translation.
那第二段圣经是在马太福音第13章。
And the second passage can be found in Matthew chapter 13, verse 47 through verse 50.
因为时间的关系呢，我也是读两节，47到48节。
And because of time constraint, we will also only be reading verse 47, verse 48.
我们一起来读。Let's
read together.
天国又好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样的水族，网既满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下。 捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。大家注意到，这边又有第二个网子，天国又好像网撒在海里。
In verse 47, again, we see that once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net.
大家可能会有点疑问。
So you might
网明明是撒在海里面或撒在湖里面，怎么又在岸上面拉起来呢？
Some of you might have this question is, if it's the net is cast into the lake, why are they dragging it off from the shore?
怎么拉的?
How do they pull it out?
等一下来跟大家解释。
And I will explain it to you later.
第三个,
Third,
在约翰福音第21章,
and can be found in John chapter 21.
约翰福音第21章呢, 大家知道那时候耶稣基督已经复活了, and, 然后呢, 在加利利湖的旁边所发生的事情。
So John chapter 21, actually the background is Jesus has already resurrected, and this incident occurs outside on the shores of Galilee.
那时候就讲到说天将亮的时候呢，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道耶稣。然后我们也一起来读第5节、第6节。
So this is found in John chapter 21, verse 4 through verse 11. And the background is early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, and the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. This is verse 4. And then we're going to read verse 5 and verse 6 together.
耶稣就对他们说，我们一起来读，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。 我们再来读一节,
and then we'll read one more verse.
第11节,
and it's found in verse 11.
因为当中有个数字呢, 很有意思的数字,
because it's a very interesting number.
我们一起来读第11节,
verse 11.
西门彼得就去将网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，一共有153条。鱼虽然这样多，网却没有破。
How many fishes?
153,好,记得了。因为我将来还会用这个数字。
Because we're going to look at this number again.
如果我们去年远东办参会的时候，如果您有参加的时候，可能会有听过我来解释这153什么意思。
Last year, at when we had a banquet over at Far East Broadcast, I had the opportunity to explain what this 153 means.
我们今天重点不在这边。 所以呢，等下会很简短的解说一下。
The emphasis tonight, today is not on this number 153. We will talk about it slightly though.
我们刚刚看到有三个网子。
Earlier on, we read that there was the word net came out 3 times.
的确，在中文里面翻译成网，在英文里面也是翻译成网。
Both the Chinese as well as the English translation is the word net, N-E-T.
可是呢，在原文里面却是三个不同的字。
However, if we look at the original text, there are three actually different Greek words.
第一个就是当耶稣基督呼召他第一批门徒的时候，就是彼得跟他的兄弟安德烈、跟约翰、跟雅各，他们四兄弟，就四个，两个两个是兄弟，都是打鱼的。
And the first occurrence occurred in Matthew chapter 4, and this was Jesus calling out the four disciples, first four disciples. You got Peter and Andrew, you got John and James, and these were brothers together, they were being called by Jesus.
So, 他们第一次在呼召他们的时候，他说，我要使你们做得人的渔夫。
And when Jesus first called them, he says, I will make you fishers of men.
那时候他们是怎么样子在撒网呢？怎么样子打鱼呢
？In those days, how did the fishermen fish?
第一个网子是在这边。
And the first net is found here.
他们在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。
That they were fishing in the lake or the Sea of Galilee, and this is how they.
What do you think you're doing? Are you fishing? There are no fish out there at this time of day.
在这段对话里面，这电影还蛮有意思的。他把耶稣基督这句话稍微再解释了一下。
In this conversation, it's pretty interesting because they explain what Jesus' statement was.
当耶稣基督对彼得说：“说我给你一个机会，能够让你改变你的一生。”
Jesus said to him that I have to give you an opportunity to change your life.
当彼得问耶稣说：“那彼得。”问耶稣的时候，耶稣的回答说：“我要使你做得人的渔夫。”那彼得说：“做什么呢？”大家记得吗？他刚刚讲了什么
？Peter's response was how. And Jesus' response to that question was, "I will make you fishers of men." And do you remember how Jesus explained that?
让我改变世界。
To change the world.
有没有听到？非常好。非常好的解释。我要使你做得人的渔夫，这句话就是让我们一起来改变世界。
And it is a very good understanding or explanation of what this word. To become fishers of men is to allow us to change this world.
让我们想想看，当耶稣基督呼召他的门徒的时候，那十二个门徒不过是在加利利地一个很穷乡僻壤的一些打鱼的木匠的这些人，没有受过什么大的多的教育的，没有很多知识的人。
If we think about the disciples that were called by Jesus initially, they were usually fishermen, carpenters. Nobody was highly educated.
不单单如此，他们的老师三十几岁的时候就被钉死十字架了。
Some of them even were crucified or were died on the cross at the age of around 30.
大家想想看，耶稣基督若不是神的儿子，这十二个人怎么能够改变世界呢？
Let's think about this.If Jesus was not the Son of God, how could these 12 disciples change the world today?
今天世界是不是因着十二个人，因着耶稣基督给他们这样的吩咐，这世界改变？
Let's think about it. Has the world not changed because Jesus called these 12 disciples?
我从中国来的，我常常跟他们布道的时候会跟他们分享，我从中国来的，中国人很不服气，那西方帝国主义侵略的工具。哪有改变？耶稣基督跟我们什么关系？
Oftentimes when I share the gospel or talk to people from China, their response is, this is a foreign religion. This is just another tool that is used by the imperial Westerners to overcome our country. So what has Jesus done to change this world?
那我就问他说，我们今年是中华人民国纪元哪一年呢？
And I ask him, what is this year?
What is the year in 2015年。
And this is year 2015.
2015年英文怎么称呼呢？
How do you say the year 2015?
公元2015年，他说 AD 啊。
And it says in Chinese it's AD.
那 AD 什么意思呢？
What does AD stand for?
在追根究底问他，他说我不知道。
So people will say I don't know what AD stands for.
AD 是在拉丁文里面的两个字拼起来的，前面就是 annual， 就是英文里面的 annual 这个字。
And AD is actually two Latin words put together. First one is annual.
后面那个字叫 dominion， 就是 law， the year of our law。以我们主纪年的，哎呀，我们中华人民共和国用的纪年，还要用我主纪年的。
If you really think about it, for the Chinese, when we say the year 2015, we are saying it is 2015 AD, the Lord, the year of the Lord, starting from the year of the Lord.
那如果公元前呢？
What about before the year zero.
有一些人知道，说哦 ，B.C. 就 before Christ， 是耶稣基督之前的。
And some people will know that the answer is B.C., which means before Christ.
啊，的确啊，整个世界的历史都是从耶稣基督的降生那个时候成为分野。整个世界里面现在有三分之一上的人称耶稣基督为主。请问世界是不是改变了呢
？If you really think about it from a historical aspect.It is based on the day that Jesus came to the year that Jesus came to the world that we have a historical separation, whether it's AD or BC. And it's also over in today's world, over a third of the population in this world are Christians. So can you say that Jesus has changed this world?
我来看，就是从那呼召开始。
And it started with that calling.
那里面用了这个网，他们门徒在撒网，这个网这个字，
yeah.
第一个网这个字呢？
At that time, the disciples were casting a net.
在湖里面撒网。这个网原文叫做 amphiblestron.
And that's the original word.
其实这个字大家英文里面可能也认识 amphitheater.
And if you find that, it might look familiar because amphitheater comes from that.
圆形的广场嘛。So amphi 就是圆形的。
Amphi means to be like a fan shape.
那 blestron.这个字也认识的 ，ballistic missile。
Ballistic means like from the word maybe like ballistic missile
丢的
，is something that's thrown。
所以圆形丢出去什么意思
？And if you throw something that's fan shaped or circular out, what does that mean？
哦，原来这种网呢是放在肩头上，然后撒出去呢，撒成一个圆形。
And so the way that it's used is you put it on your shoulder, then you cast it out, and it becomes a big circle or fan-like shape.
所以这个网呢，如果技术很好，你撒那个大概最多能够撒了二十尺宽的话，已经是非常好的技术了。
If you have good techniques, the net could become about 20 feet in diameter.
我也买过一个，什么事呢？都撒出去只有五尺宽。
I bought one and I tried it out, and the biggest I could get was about 5 feet diameter.
然后呢，犹太人用这个打鱼的时候呢，还很有讲究的。
And for the Jews, when they are to cast the net, there's a very specific way of doing it.
他们一撒出去的时候呢，还不能让网沉到湖底，就要赶快收了。
Before the net sinks to the bottom of the lake, they have to start pulling it in.
我们在加利利湖的时候，那时候跟师母在10年前的时候去的时候，他们就解说给我听为什么如此。
And a few decades ago, Mrs. Wong and myself, we went to Lake of Galilee, and they were explaining to us the reason.
因为鱼呢，犹太人什么样的鱼是不吃的？
What kind of fish does the Jews do not eat?
什么是不洁净的？什么是洁净的？
What is unclean?
没有鳞的不吃的，是吧？
Without the shells.
比如说像这篇文叫做有两根胡须，那叫什么？鲶鱼，鲶鱼，要学美国人叫猫鱼，中国人叫鲶鱼，文雅多了。
So catfish, for example, is without scales.
因为这个鲶鱼呢，是沉在湖底下面呢，吃垃圾的，是不是
？Because
应该是叫垃圾了，或当然念习惯叫垃圾就垃圾吧。沉到湖底的话都吃垃圾的。
The catfishes they usually eat the trash or the dirt, the leftovers on the floor of the lake.
所以犹太人不吃那种鱼的。
So the Jewish people do not eat that because it's unclean.
所以网一撒出去呢，还没有沉到湖底的时候就赶快要收了。
And that is why when they cast out the net, before the net sinks to the bottom of the lake, they got to start pulling it back.
在加利利湖里面呢，有两种鱼是比较多的。
In the Lake of Galilee, there is actually two types of fish.
一种叫做沙丁。
One is sardine.
比较小。
Which is smaller.
那它用的那网要比较细。
And so the net, the gap between nets are smaller.
第二种呢比较大，它们每一条差不多可以有一磅半到两磅，叫做圣彼得鱼。
The second type of fish is called St. Peter's fish, and they tend to be about a pound and a half.
其实在市场上常能够买到 tilapia。
So they call tilapia.
我们从台湾来的话叫做无骨鱼，叫无骨鱼。所以呢，你看，所以这个鱼不容易得的很多的是吧？哈，因为它没有到湖底的时候，它就赶快要收了。
And if you really think about it, before the net sinks to the bottom of the lake, they got to start pulling it in.
那一个网一撒下去，最宽的不就是15-20尺这样宽？所以还没有到湖底，马上就要收的话，那一次能够拉上来有个一条两条多一点的话，五条鱼已经是很高兴了。
So if you really think about the maximum you can throw is about 20 feet, and you have to pull the net in before it sinks to the bottom of the lake.So by the time you come in, you'd be really lucky if you got 2 or 3 fishes.
如果那个网能够满料鱼的话，当然是要有人把那个鱼啊填到那网里面去才行，是吧
？So in order for the fish to have a full catch, you really have to have somebody push the fish into the net while you're pulling in.
再看第二个网子。
So the second example of the word net
是在马太福音第13:47里面说，天国好像一个网，这网呢是撒在海中湖当中的。可是呢，收的时候怎么在岸上面收呢
？And then the second one is found in Matthew chapter 13, verse 47. It is like the kingdom of heaven is like a net that is thrown into the sea. And when you're pulling it, people are from the shore.
再想想看哈，这是什么样子一种网？我去找了一下，找到有这样的一个图。这个字呢，第二个字，这个网跟第一个网用的字不一样。第一个叫 amphiplastron， 这个字呢叫做 sargini。
And so that we see that there's two types of net. I actually looked it up. The first one is called amphiplastron. The second one is called sargin.
Sargini 呢，这个字，如果更好的翻译叫做拖网。
And a better translation would be dragnet.
拖网。
Is one that you drag.
这个拖网怎么样打鱼法？大家。
So how do you catch with a dragnet.
如果您看这个图的话，大家就可以看到了哈。
And if you see the picture on the left-hand top corner, you'll be able to see.
有一组这个渔夫呢，比如说4-5个人在岸上面把渔网的一边固定在岸上面。
And so one side, the 4 or 5 people, they will stabilize the net.
那另外呢，就是有一艘渔船呢，将这个网的另外一端呢，一边放一边撒到船沉出去到岸到湖里面去。行驶个半圈，一个半弧形，然后一边出去一边撒，一边出去一边撒。
And another group of people, they will actually pull the net and put it in as they are in the fisher, the fishbowl as they go into the middle of the lake, and they will let the net down slow by little bit by little bit.
然后船再划回到岸边来，让岸上面的另外一组呢，又有四五个渔夫在那边等着。
And then eventually the boat will come back to the shore, and then there's another group of four or five people standing on the shore.
然后呢，等到岸上的时候，两边呢，就等这网都沉到湖底之后，两边就开始一起来拉。
And eventually, both sides, both groups of people, they will allow the net to fall onto the bottom of the lake, and then they will start pulling it together.
所以为什么说我们刚刚看到说？网系满了，人就拉上岸来，就捡好的收在戏剧里面，不好的就丢弃了。
And so that's why later on we read that eventually, as they pull the net in, they will realize that it is full. But then they would have to collect the good fishes in the baskets and throw away the bad ones.
因为这一收起来，里面有什么东西呢
？Because when they start pulling it in, there's going to be what kind of fishes?
不单单洁净的鱼收起来了。
Of course, you're going to get the clean fish.
那猫鱼也捞起来了。
However, the catfishes will also probably.
一边拉上来了，虾兵蟹将、小乌龟也从东上来了。
And probably as you're pulling up, you probably have shrimp as well as crabs.
所以有些是洁净的，有些是不洁净，有些是好的，有些是不好。
So some are clean, some are unclean, some are good, some are bad.
所以在天国的福音是这样子传的。
So in other words, the kingdom of heaven is spread like this.
所以换句话讲，大家来看看这两个比较。只对于洁净的人来撒网的话，不就是好像当初这些犹太人不与外邦人来往吗
？So if we think about the differences between the two types of net, the first type of net is thrown among those that are clean. So it is like sharing the gospel to those that are Jews.
所以在1500年的时间里面，摩西将神的真理，将神的律法传在犹太人当中，可是这福音却从来没有传出去，让其他外邦人都不知道耶和华神的名字吗
？For 1500 years since Moses came down with the laws of God and it was shared among the Israelites or among the Jews, the name of Jehovah was never shared to nations outside of the Israel.
可是耶稣基督说不是的，天国上的福音，这网是要。整个很大的一片撒出去，好的不好的，我们都要将福音传给他们。当收起来的时候，最后让神来决定什么是得救，什么是不得救，是不是这个意思
？However, Jesus teaches it differently. He says that when we share the gospel, it is like throwing a net, casting it all over the world, and as you pull it in, and then we will eventually let God decide who are clean and who is unclean.
第三个网子。
And what is the third type of net?
是我们刚刚读到约翰福音第21章。
And it can be found in John chapter 21.
那个时候我们讲到那背景是因为这些门徒呢，耶稣基督复活了，可是没有在他们身边，他们就是说，我们知道做什么？我们回去打鱼吧。
And at that time, the background is Jesus was resurrected. The disciples didn't know what they were to do. So they said, let's go back to what we used to do, which is go back and become fishermen.
所以这个彼得呢是天生的领袖，这一批人呢，总共有其他有六个门徒呢，就跟着他一起回去打鱼去了。
And Peter himself, being a natural leader, decided to go back and become a fisherman. So another six disciples followed him.
可是他们在加利利湖里面打了一个晚上，什么都没得着。
And for one whole entire night, while in the Lake of Galilee, they couldn't catch a single fish.
到天亮的时候，天蒙蒙亮的时候，耶稣基督在岸上面说：“小子们啊，你们有吃的没有
？”And early in the morning, Jesus said to them, "Did you catch any fish?"
他们说什么都没有。
And their response was, "No."
打鱼的居然不知道一个晚上什么鱼都没打着。
To be a fisherman, and for the entire night, you didn't catch a single fish.
在那个时候，耶稣基督就跟他们讲说：“你将网撒在船的右边，就必得着，而且得到他一网下去，得到很多的鱼。”
And then Jesus said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." And when they did, they actually caught a ton.
好多好多鱼太多了，他们没有把它捞上来，因为他们用的是原来的撒网，撒下去的这艘小网。
It was so full they weren't able to pull it up.Remember this, that at that time they were still using the first type of net. They were just casting out a small net and they weren't able to pull it back in.
最后他们怎么样把那鱼拉上来记不记得
So how did they pull the fishes up? Do you remember?
拖上来的
They pulled it up.
所以彼得就跳到 水里面去，并不是他跳到水里面去，是不是就是舍弃其他的门徒，不是这个意思哈。他跳到水里面去，好将这网呢，连跟其他门徒一起把这网拖到岸上面来。
And when Peter jumped into the water, it wasn't that he was forsaking the other fishermen. Actually, he jumped in so he was able to help drag it while he was in the water or on the ground, on the solid ground.
大家有没有想看到这个地方的网是将撒网变成什么网？变拖网。
Did you see what happened here? It went from a small casted out net to become a dragnet.
从撒网一个小网，耶稣基督告诉他们怎么使用的时候，一个撒网变成了拖网。
And once Jesus taught them how to use it, a small net that's usually cast out became a dragnet.
这个地方用的第三个字呢，叫 diktuon.
And the third word is found here.
这个字呢 ，diktuon 在现代的希腊文里面也有用这个字，比如说互联网这个字在希腊文里面怎么用呢？怎么讲呢？叫 dia dicto， dia 就是随着 dicto 网，就随着这个网， dia 又有经过的意思，经过这个网，所以 dia dicto 就是现在的互联网，就是这个字。
So if we look at dictuon, it's actually even used today in modern Greek. The word internet comes from it.
互联网。社群网，比如我现在常常用的 Facebook 或社群网，在现代希腊文里面也有这个字呢，叫 kononiko dictuo。kononiko 这个字大家可能也听过 ，kononia 就是团契的意思。kononiko dictuo 是现代希腊文里面呢，就是社群网的意思。
And the social network in Greek is kononiko dictuon, which also is something actually, the first word is actually something that we should be familiar with. Kononia, which is the word fellowship.
所以大家看到耶稣基督今天也问我们这样类似的问题。
So in the same way, Jesus is asking us the same question.
耶稣基督给我们的呼召说，我要使你们得人如得鱼一样。
Jesus is telling us that he will make us fishers of men.
耶稣基督给我的应许说，我要使你们成为得人的渔夫。
And he promised us that we could become fishers of men.
可是我们信主了一阵子时间，我们的网是满的还是空的呢？
But being a Christian for whatever length that you have been, is your net filled with fish or is it still empty?
耶稣基督仍然今天还在问我们这样的问题：你有吃的没有？
Jesus is asking us the same question today. Do you have any fish?
我的回答是不是跟当年那些门徒说，我辛苦劳力一个晚上什么都没有。
Maybe your response is the same as the disciples, that we worked all night, but the answer is still we have nothing.
是不是因为我们常常信了主了以后，我们只想主耶稣基督给我平安喜乐就好了？
Could it be that we only became a Christian so that we will have peace and joy in our lives?
我忘记了耶稣基督给我们最重要的吩咐是要让我们成为得人的渔夫一样的。
Don't forget, and maybe it's because we forgot, the greatest command that God gave us was to make us fishers of men.
还是我们的思想仍然像那个时候的彼得跟其他的六个门徒一样，我们还是想得鱼如得鱼一样的。
Or are we still in the same kind of mindset as the disciples in those times?We just want to become fishers of fishes.
今天耶稣基督再来问大家这样的问题说，当年他问我的，请问我给你这样子的训练，给你这样教育，让你做工程师，可是你有没有用工程师成为得人的网呢？
And this is the same question that Jesus asked me many, many years ago. He said that he has given me all this training.So that I am a good engineer, but have you ever used any of these techniques?
You 今天可能是医生
，You could be a physician today.
可能是会计师
，You could be an accountant.
你可能是很多专业人士，尤其现在做互联网的，所以这个是神给你很大的护照。
And you could be a professional, or maybe you're even involved with the internet.
请问我们有没有将神所赐给我们的这张网成为得人的网呢？
The net that God has given you, has it become a net for Jesus?
在十五年前神的呼召，我在同个教会里面将近待了28年的时间。
I was in the same church for about 20 years, 28 years, and 15 years ago, God called me.
在前面的14年，教会的弟兄，代职侍奉。
And for the first 14 years, I was working as a layperson.
后面14年成为教会的牧师。
And the next 14 years, I was a pastor of the church.
当神的呼召很清楚的要我出来在那个教会里面服侍的时候。
And when it was very clear that God has called me out of what my work was to become a pastor of the church.
那时候我第一个反应是什么？
My first response was this.
哎，主啊，我现在在这样的工作，我自己也做得很满意，也很愉快。我在教会里面也忠心的服侍，让我多赚点钱，我多奉献一些，好不好？
And my first response to God was this: was I'm pretty satisfied with where I am today. I serve in the church. Why don't you allow me to stay in my profession a little bit longer so I can make a little bit more money, and I will continue to give back to the church.
那时候我跟师母，那时候还不是师母哈、啊，那时候跟我太太跟她一起分享的时候，我太太第一个反应也很好，她说这样子好不好？那你现在全时间工作了，那你这样子一个礼拜做三天
？And my wife's first response was, "How about this? Why don't you just work part time for about three days a week?"
啊，其他四天还可以在教会里面服侍。
And then you can serve the other four days.
她说，她算算，她说你现在做三天的工作，你的收入已经比人家全时间还多。
And it says if you work three days, well, your income is actually more than a lot of people working full-time jobs.
这不就像我一直将我的网都撒在船的左边吗？
So isn't this like casting our net on the left side of the boat?
我用我们自己的方式来捕鱼，那网一撒出去不大，捞起来也不多，一个晚上还在饿肚子。
It's the same as if we're trying to use our method, our ways to catch fishes, and we could work all night, and the result is still nil.
可是那个时候在祷告的时候回去读圣经，看到约伯记里面的一句话，那时候读的英文圣经，那句话让我没有办法睡得着觉。
And as while I was praying, as I was studying the Bible, I came across this passage in the book of Job which caused me not to be able to sleep.
He gives and he takes away.
他施舍的他也经常拿去，
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。的确，我突然一惊，我今天做的这些都很高兴，包括在教会里面服侍，这些都不是我的，明天神就可以收。
And I came to this understanding that everything that I'm doing is without purpose. It is all given by Jesus, by God.
虽然我觉得我做得很满意，我自己工作也做得很满意，在教会里面服侍也很开心，甚至在神学院上读书的时候也读得很开心。
And even though I felt very satisfied with my work, I felt very satisfied in the service I was doing. I was attending seminary, and I really enjoyed my time there.
我在神学院读书的话，都已经快要拿到学位了。
And I've been taking many years and spending many times in a lot of time in seminary, and I've almost had my degree.
人家问我说，哎，你什么时候当牧师啊？我马上绝口反说，哎，我不是当牧师的，我以后是要来教圣经的，不是当牧师的。
And a lot of people come to me when I was in seminary and says, when will you become a pastor? And my first response, my initial response will always be this: I am not going to become a pastor. I am just going to be a teacher of the word of God.
哎，其实大家想想看啊，在教会里面，如果你有神学的训练，在教会里面终身的服侍，在教会里面教圣经，是不是每一个人都很佩服你？还为教会你们忠心的服侍，忠心的奉献，是不是每个人都很佩服你？
Think about that. What do we consider a good Christian in today's church? Isn't he one that has a seminary degree, that's faithful in his teaching, faithful in his service, faithful in his giving? Isn't that something that every person desires to be?
可是如果要哪一天放下身段成为教会的牧师的时候，突然两百个钦佩者变成两百个老板，是不是？
However, if one dayThat you become a pastor of a church, instead of having 200 people that admire the way that you live your life, these 200 people are now your masters. They are now your Lord.
可那节圣经 ，He gives and He takes away， 没有办法持续。每天晚上在读圣经的时候，在祷告的时候，这节圣经一直不断的回来。
But every night, as I was praying and I was meditating, the passage that what he gives and he takes away was just a word that kept on resonating within my heart.
所以最后呢，我就跟柏林讲了，我说这个过不去，怎么办呢？
And at the end, I told my wife, I can't get past this passage. What should I do?
柏林呢就回我一句话。
My wife responded.
Okay, calling is yours.
说呼召是对你的呼召。
呼召是你的，你听见我没听见哈。And the second word, but obedience is mine.
可是呢，顺服是在于我。
虽然呼召你听见了。
Even though you have heard the calling,
在我就是顺服。
However, for me, I will submit, I will obey.
各位弟兄姐妹，请问他顺服是顺服谁呢？
Let me ask you this question. Who did my wife submit to?
她不是顺服我。
She didn't submit to me.
她顺服神。
She submitted to God.
过去十五年时间里面，非常感恩，让我能够同心同行。
And I'm very thankful for the past 15 years that we can walk the same path with the same heart.
可能大家也有很好奇什么。牧会又牧得好好的，所以我们教会弟兄姐妹已经到了恩爱期了。什么叫恩爱期？开始呢，牧会有三个阶段。
And what I want to share with you is people might ask, we were doing very well pastoring a church, and let me share with you that as a pastor you go through three periods of time.
第一个阶段叫做蜜月期。
And first one is called the honeymoon period.
第二个阶段叫做磨合期。
The second time is
grinding period.
It is a period of getting used to one another.
Grinding to each other. Iron sharpening iron, huh? 那有的时候很多在讲，大家看到很多教会牧师没有，所以因为弟兄姐妹跟牧师之间开始就彼此挑剔。
And this is a period of time in which the pastor and the congregation, they sometimes have some differences and they're trying to sort out their differences.
所以很多的教会在北美，很多的教会牧师待了都不超过三年。
So that is why in North America, that a lot of pastors can't get past the first 3 years.
因为这蜜月期已经过了，开始到磨合期了。
Because you've gone through the honeymoon period and now is the time of where the personalities are sometimes coming.
那我们待到十几年的话，那个时候叫什么？第三期了，叫恩爱期了。
And we've been at this church for over 10 years, over a decade. And now we're in the third period, which is a time where we're just loving one another.
那就像师母跟我们结婚三多年时间了，现在在恩爱期了。
And as my wife and I, we've been married for 30 years, and we're going through that. We're experiencing that great period right now.
所以我每次看到他的时候说啊，每次我见到你的时候，我心还会跳。
And right now, whenever I see her, I say that every time I see you, my heart still
那时候为什么还会牧会默那么长的时间里面，其实实在是非常爱这个教会，教会弟兄姐妹非常爱我们，彼此之间正在恩爱期的时候，怎么能够舍得我的教会呢？实在是舍不得。
And at that time when God was calling us onto our next journey, we've been pastoring at this church over a decade. We love the church loved us.How could we give this all up?
实在看到就是神给我看到很清楚的一个呼召，这网不能那么点大。
Because God showed me that my net cannot be so small, it has to be bigger.
今天我们要传福音，从我现在再到我退休时间，也不过就六七年的时间。这六七年时间，怎么样能够用我的人生，能够最有效的来服侍主，最短时间能够将福音传到最多人呢？
And so the question that I ask myself is, I'm about 6 or 7 years removed from retirement, or toward retirement, and at that time, how am I going to use this period of time the most efficient way to share the gospel to the most amount of people?
So, 跟大家分享什么叫做由网到网。
So what I'm going to share now is what does it mean from net to net?
这也是我自己的一个心路历程。
And this is my own personal experience.
第一个，是不是用我自己的方法，然后到耶稣基督？教导我的方法。
First one is to go from my own method to the method that Jesus has prescribed.
耶稣说将你的网撒在右边，右又有什么意思？对的一边，是不是？ Right side 嘛，对的一边嘛。
And Jesus says that throw cast your net to the right side of the boat. What does that right side mean? It's also the word right also means left side.
我们是不是撒在正确的一边？
Are we casting our net on the right side, on the correct side?
我牧养教会很好，可是教会究竟我真面对的就150到200个大人小孩加起来就200个人嘛。
But when I cast the net, and let's say for example, I'm a pastor of my church, my net is only 150, 200 people, including adults and children.
所以究竟是网小网还是大网？
So is it a small net or is it a drag net?
所以耶稣基督常常在问我这样的问题。那我说，哎，主啊，我也为你做工啊，我每一年都到国内里面去宣教啊，宣道啦、啊。我每年到国内的时候开布道会的时候，一下子一年下来也跟上百个人信主啊。
And I respond to Jesus and says, look, I've been faithful to you. I'm pastoring the church. Every year I even go and I have evangelical meetings. And with the callings, there's usually a few hundred people that come to know you as Lord.
那耶稣基督这对我说，那中国现在有多少信徒啊？
And then he says, how many believers are there in China?
今天最保守估计是6500万。
About 65 million believers in China.
比如说6500万，平均100个人，平常中国教会不能那么大了哈。比如说是30到40个人一个教会的话。
And in China, the average church size is probably anywhere from 30 to 40 people.
就将近有两三百万个教会。
So there's probably about 2 to 3 million churches in China.
那么多教会有多少能够受过训练的传道人来牧养他们呢
？Out of these two or three million churches, how many pastors have been equipped to share and to train these disciples?
我们虽然讲，我们弟兄姐妹很喜欢去短宣，我也很喜欢去短宣。
The reality is this: we all enjoy short-term missions, right?
短宣很有成就感。
With short-term missions, there's a lot of sense of accomplishment.
短宣很重要，对教会让眺望各位弟兄姐妹宣教的热情非常非常重要。
Short-term missions has this purpose of bringing up the fervency within the church for missions.
可是我说用个比喻吧。
But let me give you an example.
当地的教会呢，那些好像是陆军。
If we think of the church in China as the army, in the armed forces, as the army.
他们在孤军奋战，很辛苦。
And they are fighting in their area. It's very difficult.
如果从海外去能够去短宣一下，马上进去了以后要一两个礼拜要跑出来，这叫什么？叫陆战队是不是
？And then for us coming in on short-term missions, and we're flying in, spend a couple of weeks there, and then we leave. What kind of the armed forces are we? We're probably like Navy SEALs.
海外的这些教会呢，我们辛勤为他们祷告，好像什么？像海军是不是？
And if you really think about it, for those churches outside of the country, we are fervently praying for these churches. What are we like? We are like the Navy.
可是我们没有办法直接跟他们接触，也没有办法长时间跟他们在一起的。
We can't be with them all the time. We can't interact with them all the time.
那我想陆军也有了，海军陆战队也有了，海军也有了，有一个缺了一个什么？
Now we have the Army, we have the Marines, and now we have the Navy. What are we missing?
有什么能够一天365天每天给他们通口空投给他们送资源给他们的
What part of the armed forces is able to support the army every day from the side?
这我们叫什么叫空军是不是
That is the air force.
抗战怎么打赢的
And during the Second World War, how did China win the Second World War within China?
重庆根本没有所有的陆地的这个、交通完全都被已经 都被挡死了。
The city of Chongqing, which was the last city in resistance against the Japanese army, all the surrounding passages into the city was already.
重庆怎么活下来的
？So how did Chongqing maintain its?
飞越驼峰有没有听过？
没有。
飞越驼峰。flew over the hump.
Okay, so
camel hump, yeah. Flew over the hump.
So there is a. Because it's within a
from Burma,
there was air forces that came in.
Yeah, 所以有一群空军的那些健儿，那批人差不多有一半人都牺牲了，就从缅甸每一天源源不绝的传送物资到重庆，重庆才活下来。
So there was a group of people. About half of them died during the war. Was every day they would be sending supplies from Burma and flying it into Chongqing.
那当然要飞越什么地方？驼峰就是喜马拉雅山。
And one of the things is that they got to pass the Himalayas.
所以一半的人牺牲了。
So about half of the group died.
什么样子能够让在我们远地的这些宣教士们，在远地的当地的教会祠堂里头建立当地的传道人，能够源源不断的得到物资的供养呢？从什么地方来
So the question here is, how can we support the local churches? How can we support the local missionaries? How can we continue to feed them and provide them with supplies?
我就看到这就是空军的工作。
And this is the purpose of the Air Force.
远东广播的工作，事工就是空军的工作。
Far East Broadcast, the ministry of Far East Broadcast is this work.
所以为什么在我人生服事最后要退休前的这个六七年的时间，我说主求主带领我，让我很清楚你给我的方向。
And that is why, as I approach retirement, I'm coming to God and say, Lord, please tell me how you want me to serve you.
那详细的情形怎么会真的来到远东的服事，那个实在那个又要花半个钟头时间讲，实在没有时间。如果有兴趣的话，当然我们吃饭的时候围着圆桌我跟你讲吧。
If you're interested in how I was called to serve at Far East Broadcast, then please come join me during lunch.
神用手机的短信哈送给我们。
And it was that God used the text message to give me this calling.
啊，从电脑里面送出来的信息两次。而且两次同一天同节圣经。
It came to me, the same verse two times through the computer.
如果大家有兴趣，去问问 Teresa， 她也知道。
If you want to ask, you want more information, you can ask Teresa. You can talk to me.
所以很感恩，在过去其实这个呼召四年半以前就开始了。
And I'm very thankful. This calling started about 4.5 years ago.
那我去年七月份的时候正式来接任。
So last year in July, I took over the department.
所以最后我跟大家来分享说，我说一五三，我们刚刚讲到153条鱼，是不是
？And earlier on we talked about the number 153 fishes that Peter dragged in.
我们特别感受到神在我们远东广播也给我们这153的这个大网。
And I thank God that He also gave us KFAR East broadcast this number 100, this net that has 153.
一就是我们有一个永远不变的信息，我永远传神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至于灭亡，反得永生。
And the first one is the one stands for that one message that we have to give, which is found in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that those who believe shall not perish but have eternal life.
可是现在呢，我们又用五种不同的管道。
But now, with the five, we have five different medias or five different ways of sharing this message.
我的创办人 Dr. Bowman 呢，在六十六年，是现在不知道七十年前的时候，他那时候想到要用无线电广播网对全中国来传福音。
And about 70 years ago, Dr. Bowman, who was the founder of Far East Broadcast, he believed that we should use shortwave radio to frequency to share the gospel to China.
可在这过去70年时间里面，我们发展到远远不止短波的收音机了。
And during this past 70 years, as technology has increased, there is more than just that one method of sharing the gospel.
我用短波，用中波，用调频，用互联网，用手机网。
The five different ones are probably short term, a short frequency, medium frequency. I'm not sure what the third one is. The fourth one is social network, and the fifth one is cell phone.
Yeah, 小微 AM, FM, internet, and smartphone. 五个啊，一五，那有五了哈，还有三呢。
And then three. What does that three stand for?
以前我们只是用声音嘛。
Before we could only pass on through the voice, the sound.
实在讲，在中国家庭的基督徒在最艰苦的时候，那个时候就是听到这个声音才有安慰。在那个时候，能够听到我们很缓慢的在念神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给。他们，你可能问人说，念了那么慢干什么？
我
好多人就用笔，一边躲在棉被里面，一边这样听，一边就用这个手抄。
For when the Chinese Christians in the early 1950s were being persecuted, the only way that they were able to find comfort was hearing the voices that were coming in through this radio. And when the broadcast was going through, they were speaking very, very, very slowly.For God so loved the world. And then it kept on going. And then you might ask the reason, why is that? Because these people will be hiding in their covers and they will be writing down the words that they're hearing.
整本的圣经用这样抄下来。
The entire scripture, the entire Bible was copied, manuscripted this way.
然后几个人抄好了以后彼此来对，对好了以后澄清。
And,
手抄本。我亲眼看到过这样的手抄本。
And a few families or a few people will come together, they will verify what they have heard, and I myself have actually seen copies of this.
大家可能说的确啊，在香远东广播在那个时代里面很多人听广播听短波收音机的确服侍了一代的中国人，可是现在年轻人他们还听短波收音机吗？
In those days, probably shortwave frequencies, people still listen to it, but in today's society, do young people still listen to it that way?
No, 我很简单的回答说，现在年轻人不要说短波收音机没听过，你看都没看过。
Probably the truth is most of the younger people here have probably never seen a stereo.
对于现在年轻人，什么是收音机？这个就是收音机。
And what is a stereo? What is radio to them? This is probably the stereo.
所以我们现在发展，用手机上面就可以听到我们的节目。
So now, through the cell phones, you can see the programs that we have put together.
不单单听，又可以看，又有视频。
Not only can we hear, we can also visually see it.
所以我们现在有的内涵，有声音。有文字，有视频。
So the way that we share the gospel is through different, through the hearing, through the visual sight, as well as see the publications that we have that written.
所以远东今天神所赐给我们也有这样的153的一张大网。
So in the same way, the net that God has given us for Far East broadcast also consists of this 1, 5, and 3.
所以当中它的是彼此乘起来的关系。Multiplication 啊，是一乘五乘三，所以比以前的广度是十五倍。
And so if we look at the method, it's no longer 1 times 1 times 1, but it's 1 times 5 times 3, which is 15 times more efficient than the old method.
所以有人很好奇说，你身上怎么带个小电视干什么
？And some people might say, why do you have a small TV on you?
那这是我的手机。
But this is my cell phone.
因为很大，人家很好奇，问起我来说，哦，这就是我的渔网。
And some people might, because my phone is really big, and I will tell people this is my net.
我们等一下有机会吃饭的时候，中午吃饭的时候呢，可能跟大家分享一下，我会给大家一下卡片。下礼拜我们特丽莎姐妹会特别详细的来跟大家解说如何用这个来做得人如得鱼的工具。
Okay, so during lunch you can come and I will pass out some business cards that, and then next week I think Saturday night. Teresa will share with us how we can use this net to catch fishes for God.
我时间已经超过了，很对不起。可是我当然大家看到，单单我们一个网站去年的统计就有12万听友。一个网站12万听友。
Just a single site, we have over 120,000 visitors.
十二万听友不是说十二万人听，有那么多人次来听，是每一个来的 IP address 不一样，就有十二万。
So 120,000 isn't 120,000 with a lot of repeat visitors, but actually they are all independent IP addresses.
每一天平均将近有6000人上网来听，
所
制作的这些福音的信息。
So about 6,000 people will go on the net.To listen to these programs that we put together for the first time.
每一天他一听的话，将近都听45分钟时间。
And generally, each person that comes onto the net spends about 45 minutes per visit.
所以对不起，时间超过了。可是，真是在这边愿意跟大家分享，这今天神赐给我们一个非常非常大的网，我们愿不愿意用这张网？来达成神所给我们的应许呼召，让我能够做得人的渔夫。
Now God has called us to be fishers of men. Today the question is, are we willing to use the net that God has given us to cast this net out so that we can truly become fishers of men?
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，谢主你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your blessings.
让我们从四面八方。不同地方今天早上能够有在这个地方在你的话语当中彼此交通
yeah, that though we come from different places, we are all gathered here to study your word.
在两千多年前你所对我们说的话。
Over 2,000 years ago, what you have taught us.
我竟然发现到在每一个世代里面，你都给我们一张非常大的网。
And whatever age that we are in, you have given us a vast net.
求主赐给我们每一个人，让我们的专业领域里面都能够好好用我们人周围的人的这群人网来为主做工。
And Lord, I pray that for every one of us here, that wherever you have placed us in life today, that we will be able to use the relationship that we have with one another to cast out the net.
让我们成为得人的渔夫。
So that we can become fishers of men.
我们这样祷告感谢祈求是奉耶稣基督名求的。
And Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.